Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Stuart Rhoads, the leader of the Oath Keepers, Yale-trained attorney and former paratrooper, convicted of seditious conspiracy, plotting to block Congress from certifying Joe Biden's election. The jury buying the prosecutor's claim during the trial that when Rhoads made this video after the 2020 election, his plot was already underway.
We have men already stationed outside D.C. as a nuclear option in case they attempt to remove the president illegally. We will step in and stop it.
Rhoads now faces decades in prison, along with one of his top lieutenants, Kelly Meigs, who was also convicted of seditious conspiracy. Meigs is seen in this video part of that group of Oath Keepers marching in unison in tactical gear up the steps of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. According to prosecutors, Rhoads and other Oath Keepers were planning for a violent attack if President Trump had given the word. Authorities showing images of this arsenal of weapons, including assault rifles, secretly stored at a Virginia hotel just outside of Washington as part of a so-called Oath Keeper quick reaction force. The key evidence in the trial, a series of seized text messages. Rhoads writing on November 5th, only 2 days after the 2020 election, quote, "We aren't getting through this without a civil war." Oh. And then in December texting, "It will be a bloody and desperate fight. That can't be avoided."
This is just so rare. It's been nearly 30 years since the Justice Department has convinced a jury to convict someone of seditious conspiracy. And in just a few weeks, we have another trial for seditious conspiracy involving leaders of the so-called Proud Boys, who prosecutors say sparked the violence on January 6th by first knocking down those barriers, inciting that mob.
Question, where in the prison hierarchy does seditious conspiracy convicts land? Is it above or below child molesters? Is it above or below? I don't know. I don't, because, you know, it's a Civil War era charge that we haven't really had to use since the Civil War era. But now you had people that were literally threatening to start a civil war. So a Civil War era statute applied. That's the sickest part of the whole thing, is that a Civil War era charge applied to Stewie Rhoads. Stuart Rhoads and his lieutenant, Kelly Meigs, both found guilty of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And every article that you read is going to say a rarely used, because we haven't seen a civil war in these United States since the 1800s, since 1860. You know what I'm saying? So it's just unbelievable. So Jessica Watkins and Kenneth Harrelson and Thomas Caldwell, he's an old geezer, they were all on trial too. Now, the only one that doesn't have to go back, you know, get remanded to the prison is Caldwell, because he's an old geezer. Apparently, he had a better lawyer. I don't know, who argued, you know, hey, he uses a cane, he can't be in prison. Jessica Watkins, Kenneth Harrelson, though, they are currently in prison. These are the people that Marjorie Taylor Greene refers to as political prisoners. These are the people she's defending. These are the people she wants an investigation into why they were held pre-trial for trying to overthrow the United States government. These are the people she's sympathetic to. But all five of them, all of them were found guilty of obstruction of an official proceeding. And didn't we learn in this rarefied territory that we're in because of, psychos like this, didn't we learn that obstructing an official proceeding of Congress also carries a 20-year prison sentence? Yes. Yes, we did learn that. This is not going to look good on their record. I mean, how in the world do you apply for a job with seditious conspiracy on your record? You know, good luck with that. Good luck with that, Stuart. Good luck with that, Kelly Meigs. Good luck with that, Jessica. It's mind-blowing that it took this long, but it's just mind-blowing that this is actually going to be on their record. Like when, and Stuart Rhodes, just so you know, Stuart Rhodes, Elmer Fudd over there with his guns, Elmer will always be welcome at Magaloco for dinner. But, you know, like, this is a guy with a Yale law degree, okay? He has a law degree from Yale, and apparently it was his own testimony that convicted him. He literally testified in his own defense and blew it, literally blew it on the stand, okay? And so Glenn Kirshner, you know, who is watching this trial, obviously, Glenn Kirshner is a former federal prosecutor. He said, you know, it was Stuart Rhodes' own big mouth that sunk him.
Criminal trials are not supposed to be political endeavors. You know, the question for the jury exclusively is whether the evidence introduced at trial proves the charged offenses beyond a reasonable doubt. And I will say, the prosecutors did a pretty good job at keeping politics out of the trial. Rarely did you hear a prosecutor even utter the name Donald Trump. But then the head of the Oath Keepers and the lead defendant, Elmer Stuart Rhodes, took the stand and blew it all up. Now, it's rare for defendants to take the stand in, you know, large federal prosecutions. I've had some of my defendants take the stand, which, you know, was always a happy time for me because I got to cross-examine them. But when Rhodes took the stand very early on in his lengthy testimony, he said, and I quote, "The election was unconstitutional," you know, said the disbarred Yale lawyer. And he also helpfully added that he is a constitutional expert. I don't think he won any points with the jury. But once he did that, Willie, he really put the big lie on trial. So ultimately, I view the jury's verdict not only as an affirmation that the evidence proved the guilt of these five defendants beyond a reasonable doubt, but it was a pretty direct rejection of the big lie itself. You know, in short, I think the verdicts were a victory of law, the rule of law, over lawlessness, and a victory of facts over, I guess, alternative facts.
So in the prison exercise yard, which section is devoted to seditious conspiracy prisoners? Because if there is one, it's going to be tiny. It's going to be very, very small. So I'm thinking maybe the Aryan Brotherhood will look out for Stuart Rhodes because he only has the one eye. You know, he's not going to be able to see like the other side. He'll be peripherally blinded, right? Because he not only is he... not only is he a disbarred Yale-educated attorney, but do you know that he used to work for a conservative think tank and was a staffer for Ron Paul? Did you know that? Yeah. He worked for Ron Paul. So he's been groomed for this, groomed, I say, for a lifetime. But I guess, you know, he's going to have to find a prison group to hang with because, you know, somebody's going to have to take the left side.
Well, he may be half blind, but as long as he's not colorblind, the Aryan Brotherhood, I'm sure, will be willing to welcome him in.
Well, he's not half blind. Well, I guess that's a way to put, he just, you know, the guy is missing an eye because he's a gun nut, you know, and he shot himself in the face. And he blew out his own eyeball. So that's why, you know, he has the little patch. I know everybody thinks, oh, maybe he was a vet or something. No, he's a gun nut who blew out his own face, right? And his anti-government obsession has landed him in jail for many years with only the one good eye, which means he's going to have some people looking out for him, right? I just love to think of him in jail. I interviewed him years and years and years ago, I guess, around the Bundy Ranch crap. And, you know, they got the message that what they were doing was cool, that what they were doing was okay, and what they were doing, you know, was unprosecutable, that they could, you know, be oath keepers and never run afoul of the law. So, I mean, his obsession with being an oath has landed him in prison for many, many, many years. Now, again, the sentencing won't occur for 3 months. You know that you could be the smartest person in the room when I tell you that in criminal trials, okay, after the verdict comes in, sentencing happens 3 months later. So that's why we don't know how many years any of these five will get, but they are all facing up to 20 years.